In the second half, he came back. We're starting to create many dangerous situations. It took us a while to score. And Bournemouth remained dangerous. They are a good side. They played very well as well, and that's why I think we're happy we played away at Manchester. You know, after the international break, we had the big Champions League game against Paris Saint-Germain. Just to win today was for us vital, because it was after Champions League, and as well because we didn't win for a few games and had a few draws, and that's a bit frustrating. It played on the mind of the players.
Did it? You spoke about the fluency of your side before the game. Mm-hmm. Do you still think you're lacking a bit of your normal verve and fluency?
We had it in patches, but it's true that we still not completely as we would like to be, but in patches it came back, and I think this win will help us to come back again.
And you say mentally the players were feeling it, because obviously you hadn't won in three games. That was affecting them, was it?
Yes, of course, but we have not to go overboard as well, you know. In all competitions we are in a very strong position. We have not lost, and it's, of course, when you play at home, you want to win your games.
Do you think you got away with one today? Monreal had his arm out in the penalty area, and it looked like a penalty.
I think, first of all, we had the penalty in the first half for us.
Was that a penalty?
It was a penalty on Sanchez, and the penalty they got was quite a good, very soft one, and along your body. It didn't look to me that it made a deliberate handball, you know, that it was a kick.
But his arm was out, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how out it was. And I think overall, they were not unlucky with the referee's decisions today.
Arsene, does the energy of Alexis Sanchez even sometimes still surprise you, just how full of running he was today after everything he's done?
Of course, because I thought he's finished physically at some stage, but he always finds the resources, you know, to physical resources with his desire. I think it's his huge desire. You know, he said many times, I play football. I know after that he will be finished, so as long as I can, I give absolutely everything. And I think it's the right philosophy.
And to ask you about Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain as well, I felt one of his real strong performances today, hopefully for his confidence.
Yes, Chamberlain had a strong performance today, and that's what you want to see from him. I left him on the pitch absolutely until he was exhausted, because he has to understand as well how far he can push himself, you know, and he did that well. And it's great to see him like that.
Just one quick one. Theo Walcott's on his best scoring season for the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. What do you make about him finding that again today?
Well, determination, focus, and much more aggressive and much more commitment. And he's an intelligent player, Theo. He has a good brain, you know, and overall, he has not been injured, and that's why he scores goals.